You will hear a university lecturer talking to students about television viewing habits in the United Kingdom.
Children watch too much television. They're saying it in the papers. They're saying it on the internet. And they're saying it on television. It's damaging them. It's teaching them to be violent. It's making them into passive little robots. How much truth is there in all this? That's what I'd like to talk about today. I'd like us to take a rational look at children and television and what's really happening. So, first of all, how much television do children actually watch? Many children are placed in front of the television very young, not, as you would expect, at around the age of 4 or 5 years old, but rather by the age of 2. Children are already able to watch television. That is, to actively engage with it in some way. By the age of about 3, the average child is watching up to an hour a day. This figure gradually increases, so that by the age of 6, the child will be watching about 2 hours a day, mostly cartoons. And then, by the age of 10, the national average is 4 hours a day. However, the level doesn't continue to rise. With the onset of adolescence, at about the age of 13 or 14, this steady rise is interrupted, and the child's viewing time is likely to decrease to about 2.5 hours a day as the demands of homework and extracurricular activities make it impossible to find time for more than this. At about 17 years of age, this figure is likely to increase slightly again, taking the average number of hours viewed daily to between 3 and 3.5. This figure tends to remain fairly stable throughout young adulthood and the working life. Then, as people retire from work, the figure will increase again, with pensioners of 60 and over watching an average of 5.2 hours a day. Surprisingly, children, rather than watching a lot more than their parents, watch only slightly more, and in fact, watch less than most pensioners. Now let's turn to what the critics say. In general, they are, of course, worried about how television could be influencing the young and the things that they do, but they are most worried about how it is displacing other activities that they see as worthwhile or even essential. That children are watching television instead of playing in the park, participating in sporting activities, talking to each other, and, of course, reading and studying. How true is this? Well, in a survey I conducted recently, this is how I found that children spent their leisure time. As you can see, children spend an amount of time playing alone, but about 40% of their free time watching television. Quite a significant amount, especially when compared to the amount of time they read, only about 15%. However, the average amount of time that children spend on computers, internet and computer games, is not too far below the time they spend watching television. The average child spends 27% of his or her leisure time on the computer. The average child also spends about 11% of time playing outside, either in organised sporting activities or not. And then, there is about 7% of time which is spent doing other activities.